I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to get, and then we'll see where we go from there. God, I thank you for who you are. God, I don't know exactly what you have planned for us today, but we're here in this place. God, we're here in this place because we care about Josh and Amanda. But just like that song was saying, God, we also are here ultimately to glorify you, God. And I know that that is Josh's heart. As I've talked to him this week, his biggest desire is to glorify you. So God, I pray that you would have that opportunity today, and that you would take hold of it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I do want to talk with you guys a little bit about the journey that Bob and I have been on. Josh is on his way in here. So this is Coach Bob. I was just introducing him earlier. So, yeah. And Bob and I have gotten the incredible opportunity of being close to Josh these last 8 months, and obviously before that too. And okay.
Takes a while for Josh to make point A to point B right now, so just give him just a second. He was on the steps, and he's on his way. And while he's coming, I just want to say there's a whole, I'm going to be choked up, whole room of his friends here, and good for you. All right, good for you. Good folks. All right, thank you.
Josh, it's awesome to see you here today, man. Thank you for being here with us. Yep.
It's good to be here, Jake. Thank you.
Good stuff. I know when we were talking earlier this week about you coming and speaking, one of the very first things you shared with me, Josh, is that you wanted an opportunity to say thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You were telling me about different things that have happened these last 8 months here with some of these folks here in this room.
Yeah, what Jake's talking about is throughout these times that he's talking about is like how awesome a bunch of people in this church have treated my wife and I during the, like this has been like by far the hardest time that we've been through in our lives, just trying to walk through this thing, and it ain't been easy at all, and it's just been really, really tough, and you don't expect this kind of situation to pop up in your life, and you know, it just happens, and so that's part of the things that my wife and I were wanting to say is like, just to the people of this church, just like, thank you, you know, for, you know, not like, I mean, you expect your family to rise up and, you know, and to be there for you, but you don't always expect people that you don't really know, that haven't raised you, you know, so that's part of the thing that we're here to say is it's like, thank you, you know, just straight up thank you, you know, for being there, not having to be asked to be there, just being there, so.
I also just want to thank you all. We thank you. So, sure. I've been praying all morning to not cry. So I just want to thank you all specifically. Just there have been so many people just praying for us and lifting us up and text messages and people cooking us dinners and bringing us food and just everything that we need. We just really thank you guys. You guys have helped us and supported us throughout all of this time. And it's made all the difference in the world to be able to make it through this time. Sorry. Just knowing that you guys are supporting us and no matter what we're doing, you guys are backing us the whole time, and we just really appreciate that. Thank you guys so much.
Josh and Amanda, this about a week ago, you guys had a conversation with a team of doctors that gave you guys some pretty bad news. Can you guys talk to us a little bit about that?
This is me. So, for the past 8 months, we've been battling brain cancer, and we have been doing treatment after treatment, surgery after surgery. And last Tuesday, they told us that, you know, the treatments aren't effective. They're not doing anything but deteriorating life right now. And we don't really have the Josh that we have now during those treatments and those times. And they pretty much have said that they suggest that we stop treatment and enjoy what we have right now.
Yeah, we do love you, Josh. Yeah. Josh, before you went into the first brain surgery that you had, we got a chance to sit and talk together in the chapel there, and it was a scary moment. It's scary. I mean, it's scary when they're going to cut into your skull, and you said something that just blew me away, and you said that God didn't owe you, Jesus didn't owe you anything. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're talking about there? Yeah, I can talk through. I remember you were saying that the last 8 years or so that God had taken you and that you'd been in a hospital about 8 years before that and you thought you were about to die and your life was a total mess and that you'd given it over to Jesus, and that Jesus had blessed you with a whole new life, with more than you could have imagined, that he had blessed you with this wife that was so incredible, that he had blessed you with such a good relationship with Kinley, that he had blessed you with getting to be a pastor here at Maywood. And, you know, if I could add to that something your brother was talking to me about the other day, just about the hundreds of lives, I mean, some of them are represented here, that you have had a big impact on changing. And I just, that was a really, I just can't express how much respect I have for you to be in that position in such a scary spot and to be able to thank God for these the years that he's given you in the past, and to look forward in the future and say, whatever God had for you, that you weren't holding any resentment, and that you were thankful. And I mean, that we talk a lot about faith here at church, but you were living it in such a pure way.
I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Okay, in that conversation, Josh and I have talked about this many times, and, you know, when we came to Christ, we were so broken and hopeless that we came with just a 3-minute prayer, and God answered that prayer immediately and brought amazing people to help us in the situation that we were at, brought us to Maywood, and, you know, what we talk about is Jesus doesn't owe us anything, you know. Jesus is with us right now, and he will heal us one way or another, and we know that, and we praise and love our Lord all the way through all of this, and he has given us this amazing peace and comfort that is beyond understanding, and we just thank you all for that as well, and we just thank Jesus for that. You want to add to that? Good. Okay.
I know earlier this week you guys had that conversation with the doctors, and I know, Josh, something that's been big on your heart is taking care of Amanda and taking care of Kinley, your daughter. And so after that conversation with the doctors, and they were giving you their version of what they think is going to happen, tell me a little bit about the conversation you had.
My wife, she asked me every once in a while, as we're sitting here, do I want to elaborate on that? And I keep saying no, because there's not a whole lot that I can add to it, just because it's just, you know, what the doctor said was that the specific day that we're talking about is, they said that they can give me a bunch of medicine to make my life a little bit longer, and but it's just going to really make me sicker for longer. And he looked me in the eyes as he walked out of the room, and he said, he looked me at me, and he said, what I would do, Mr. Monk, is I would take the time that you have left, and I would enjoy it, but it's not very much. And when somebody says that into your face, and you know you have a 10-year-old little girl, and you got a wife at home, and you know that's what you have left, and man, that's a, you know, I mean, that's a heart wrencher right there, you know. You know, that's one of the things in your life that grabs you by your heart and it tries to give it a little twister, you know. And, yeah. And that's the truth, you know. So
I think something else that we wanted to add on this when we talked before is just that we were able to take Kinley into the prayer room and talk to her about what was going on. And, you know, she's been up to speed with everything throughout this whole process. I just think that's important for her to be able to process this as well. And we really just want to thank, like, the Pam Deesons and the Joe Beebes and the Sherry Mosses that have been there teaching our little girl who Jesus is, what eternity is, making those conversations so much easier. And I just think that's a big part of it is, you know, we just thank you guys for, you know, coming here every Sunday morning and teaching our kids what it's all about, who Jesus is, and we just thank you for that. Sometimes you don't understand that the little insignificant things that you do every day will make a huge impact on somebody else's kid's life, and that's really important to us, and we thank you for that, you guys. Yeah.
Josh shared with me earlier this week that conversation with Kinley is a conversation a dad never wants to have with his daughter, and
that's the one you don't want to have.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was crying over spilled ice cream type of thing. And it's what you had told me earlier this week, Josh. And yet that conversation, even though it was really hard, you said that it went better than you could have ever imagined. And as you began to talk to Kinley about heaven and about that you both would be there and that you guys would be a family there, that she knew spots in the Bible, she already was aware of exactly the things you were talking about, and you talked to me about how the people of this church had done your family such a service to prepare your daughter for that conversation. I mean, we talk about kids workers a lot here, but
that's so awesome that people from this church had already explained to my little girl about what I was getting ready to talk to her about. She already understood what we were getting ready to, what they were getting ready to talk to her about. And it meant so much. It meant so much to me that people had took their time out of their lives and explained to my daughter that, I mean, she already understood what I was getting ready to tell her. That's so awesome, man. It just, you can't beat that at all. Yeah.
A little more than a week ago, Josh, you felt like God gave you a verse in Psalms 33 that he's really been speaking to you about. So here it is. I'm going to read it for us, and then, Josh, if you want to talk about it. Psalms 33:18 says, "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love." Can you tell us a little bit about that verse?
Go ahead.
I can? Okay. So, yeah. So Josh had told me earlier, you know, Josh could chase after healing in a lot of different ways. And he had been praying about that. And he had felt like, you know, I know Jesus, I know God, I'm talking to Jesus every day. If Jesus wants to heal me, then he'll heal me. And you can jump right in too. So he had made that decision. Well, he got a card in the mail with this verse on it. And Amanda did. But this verse confirmed for Josh that same attitude of just, he was doing the right thing. He was putting his hope in God. And that encouraged him to continue to put his hope in God, that he didn't have the answers for everything that was going to happen, but that he knew that was the right spot. Josh, is there anything you want to tell us here? To tell the church? You're good right there? Okay. Amanda, do you want to add anything? Yeah.
Yeah. Probably about 5 months ago, I was listening to a sermon. We hadn't been able to come to church as often, so I was listening to a sermon on TV, and the big thing was, don't let your one bad thing ruin all the good that you have. And I think that has been my motto for this entire time, is we are ultimately blessed throughout this entire experience, to have everybody here, to just be able to have one another, to have the love that we've shared over the 8 years. And we weren't even, you know, I mean, we didn't deserve that. I mean, 8 years ago when Jesus came into our lives, it was a complete blessing. And I just think that it's important to understand that don't let the one bad thing, yes, Josh has brain cancer, that is a bad thing. But every day we wake up and we're thankful for what we do have, and that we have each other, and that we're able to go through this experience together. And just that I'm so grateful that I'm able to be at home with Josh every day and just experience all this. So I just thank you guys again for all that. And just remember that. I mean, there's going to be bad things in your life, and you're not going to understand them. And you know what? It's not our job to understand them. It's our job to be faithful to the Lord, and we don't need to understand.
You know, I've had a lot of different people ask me about, why is this happening? What's God doing? Where is God in this? What should we be praying for? Why is this happening? I mean, just the same questions come up over and over. And they're, honestly, I sit and try to talk to people and comfort them. And like, I'm asking the same things too. I don't think anybody on the stage has any answers. We're not on the stage because we have answers. What I do know is that I have seen God do miraculous things. I have seen God heal people. I've also seen some of my very good friends die. And I don't know the answers to why this stuff happens. But I know God's real. I know, like this verse says, that our hope is justified, that God does love us. As angry as I've been at God some of these last 8 months, he's told me that really clearly, that he loves Josh. And that I need to not forget that. So today, we don't really have a super plan from here, but we'd be fools to believe in Jesus and not ask him to heal Josh. I'm not making any crazy promises or anything like that. But I think it's important that we get together as a church, and we're not going to all be crowding around Josh or anything like that, but that we take some time and we bow our heads. If you want to join with the people right around you and pray together, we're going to take some time. I think Lisa may play a little bit, but we're just going to take some time.
I'd like to interrupt you just for 1 second. Josh and I got to help John and Rachel get married yesterday. Amen. So we're going to pray. John has a word he wants to say, and I want Josh to pray for us. He knows how to pray as well as anybody I know. We will be blessed for him to pray for us, okay?
First of all, I just want to say thank you to all you guys that have supported Josh. And you know, we've been hanging out, and he said something yesterday during a prayer that it kind of just blew my mind. He said, that God could have gave him any other brother. And God could have gave me any other brother. But he gave us each other. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, what me and Josh have been through, but we've always been together. We've never been separated. And, I mean, that's a huge blessing, you know, that God would pick this man right here to put in my life for the whole time, you know, growing up and going through what we went through. And, you know, it blew my mind, and the prayers my brother says, because I'm just like, wow, man, you should be on TV or something saying stuff like that. You know, like, you know. But, yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's had his back and has been there, and, you know, all of our friends that we grew up with, and everybody's so supportive, and, you know, hopefully we can try to strive to be touch as many people's lives as this guy has, because he's been incredible through all this, and you know, it's just I just want to say thank you to all you guys.
While we're doing that, Joe just whispered to me, how many of y'all have been prayed for by Josh, helped to know Jesus by Josh? You know, look at that. There you go. Check it out. Good move.
Thank Thank you, guys. I'm pretty much just going to say what we've been saying. And so if you bow your heads with me, we'll do it. Father God, I thank you again for the older brother that you've given me. You could have given me any older brother in the entire world, but you didn't. You chose to give me John Monk. And I just look at you, God, and I thank you more than my words can say. I thank you for that, and I thank you that when my world was a mess, Jesus, and I looked up at you and I asked you for a second chance, in my life, and you didn't say no. You could have said no, Josh. You turned your back on me a long time ago, and you didn't want nothing to do with me. You could have said that to me, Jesus, and rightfully so, because that's what I did. Is I looked at you, God, and I turned my back on you, and I walked away, and I didn't want anything to do with you. And so I thank you that's not the kind of God that you are, Jesus, that you're the God of second chances, and that that day you gave me that second chance. I thank you for that. And then moving forward, I pray for Maywood Baptist as a church. Collectively, Lord, you know what goes on here. You know what we need. And what I just thank you for what you've done at this church and all the lives that you've changed here and that you are changing. And I thank you for that and for what you're doing and what you continue to do. And just thank you for the people here and the forgiveness and the second chances that you give and that you continue to give and that you want to give. And I thank you for the way that you do it, Jesus, that you do it. You don't do it in some sneaky little way. You do it right in front of our eyes where we see people get second chances with their lives, where you do it right in front of us. And I thank you for that. Like, you give second chances like nobody's business, and we thank you for that, and we love you for that. We just ask you that you continue to do what you've been doing, Jesus, and we love you, and we thank you. And I ask you all these things, and I ask you in Jesus' name, amen.
Lisa is going to play some music. There's going to be a chance for us to pray. And like I said, we can't all get close right up next to Josh. Don't do it, he said. And, you know, Josh made real clear to me the other day when we were planning this that he didn't want just a few specific people to pray for him. He didn't want to count out, oh, these people are more important, they're going to pray for me. He wanted the whole church to pray for him. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a time where you guys can pray. And it's not going to be super organized, but if you want to pocket up right around yourselves in the pews or move around where you're at, if you want to kneel where you're at and pray, however you want to pray, you can. We believe in a God of miracles, and it's okay to ask for miracles. And I want to give, if you need permission for that, I want to give you permission to ask. God knows best, but we're his kids, and we can ask. And so we're going to have a time of prayer, and we'll go from there.